From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. About 30 people, including two New Jersey mayors and a state legislator, have been arrested. Federal prosecutors say the group was rounded up as part of an investigation into corruption and international money laundering. Authorities say several rabbis in New York and New Jersey were also arrested. More details are expected during a news conference this hour. The Obama administration, facing a court battle, has disclosed the names of healthcare industry executives who visited the White House as the healthcare overhaul proposal was being drafted. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The 18 industry leaders weren't visiting as private citizens, but the letter from White House counsel Greg Craig treats them that way, just listing their names, not their affiliations. In fact, they are the presidents and CEOs of virtually all the major for-profit players in healthcare, the brand-name prescription drug companies, the health insurance companies, the American Hospital Association, American Medical Association, and others. The White House released Craig's list of names just before last night's presidential press conference. The list is inadequate, according to the watchdog Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. The group sued last month for the actual visitor records, which have more details. Critics say the secrecy is reminiscent of President George W. Bush's White House. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
By the way, President Obama will be visiting Ohio today to promote his health care overhaul proposal. The California legislature is expected to vote later today on a budget deal to close a $26 billion shortfall. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, there's something in this budget for everyone to hate.
California is the only large state to require a two-thirds vote to pass a budget, since Republicans, including Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, rejected tax hikes. The budget deal relies on more than $15 billion in cuts, accelerated tax collections, and borrowing money owed to cities and counties. Those cities and counties now say they will sue the state. Republicans almost walked away from the deal over a disagreement about cuts to prisons. Meanwhile, Democrats are hearing howls of protest from the education lobby and social service providers. And state workers are threatening to strike because they're being furloughed 3 days a month. Assembly Speaker Karen Bass, a Democrat, said many of the cuts we have to make would be unthinkable if we weren't in the midst of an unprecedented and ongoing recession. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
New unemployment claims rose last week to 554,000. The Labor Department's report may be reflecting recent auto plant closures, but overall, the number of people on unemployment has dropped. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 167 points at 9,048. NASDAQ is up 40 points now at 1967. This is NPR News. U.S. intelligence officials say Osama bin Laden's son has likely been killed in a U.S. missile strike in Pakistan. They told NPR they were 80 to 85% sure Saad bin Laden was killed earlier this year. While he was active in al-Qaeda, authorities say he didn't play a big enough role to be a specific target and was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. The crew of Space Shuttle Endeavour is working on one of the spacesuits for tomorrow's spacewalk. Yesterday's work session outside the International Space Station had to be cut short when one of the suits malfunctioned. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
Astronaut Chris Cassidy will soon head out on his second spacewalk. He'll use the same suit that allowed deadly carbon dioxide to build up in his air supply on Wednesday. Mission managers ordered him back into the airlock as a precaution. NASA thinks a chemical canister that removes CO2 didn't work right. If so, the repair option is to replace the canister with a spare. NASA's Keith Johnson says too much CO2 can create a condition called hypercapnia, which spacewalkers are taught to handle.
In part of our training, we allow the crew members to experience that elevated CO2 to know just exactly that it is a condition that they're experiencing and how to react to it.
NASA says Cassidy was in no danger. Friday, the spacewalkers will continue moving new batteries to a set of the space station's solar power panels. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
People are paying their final respects today to former CBS newsman Walter Cronkite, who died last Friday in Manhattan at the age of 92. Services are being held today at St. Bartholomew's Church in Midtown Manhattan. Announced speakers include Cronkite's son Chip and 60 Minutes commentator Andy Rooney. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.